Good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well. It's crazy how fast time is flying. We had, global pandemic 2020. We didn't think there could be a tougher year. And then we had 2021. And for a lot of people, there's just still a lot of tough times. You know, we've had so much going on in our nation and our world and so much turmoil and political strife. And there's just a lot going on. I'm hearing from tons of you. The prayer wall is full of pain. But there's also wonderful things. There's beautiful things happening all around us. And so I just want to remind you, it's okay if you're feeling kind of beat up. You know, it's okay because we've been going through a lot as a country, as a world, as individual families that still have a lot going on with COVID-19. And there's just stuff and everybody's feeling it. And, a few weeks ago in my newsletter, I wrote, we just had the toughest week that I think I've ever had in my professional career. And then, recently we've had some big disappointments on a personal level with some people and just, there's been just some stuff going on and it's felt like, as I said to my newsletter subscribers, I said, it feels like death by a thousand cuts. Like just every day there's a little something. There's not been one catastrophic thing. You know, we're healthy and we're doing well professionally. We've got a beautiful place and Lisa's dad's with us and, all that stuff is good. But there's just this constant drip of little cuts that sometimes just feel like you're going to bleed to death from all the little wounds, right? There's an old Chinese torture technique called Ling Chi that was a death by a thousand cuts. And I just mentioned, it's heavy. It just feels hard. And so it's okay if you're feeling that. I just want to give you some encouragement today that the Lord is with you even when you're in the depths of despair. David over and over in the psalm said, if I go down into the pit, you got to go with me because otherwise I'll just be dead. And I know you're going to be there. He says, if I find myself among the dead, I know you're there. I can't go anywhere away apart from your spirit. Right. I just want to encourage you today. We're going to talk a little bit about some things that the Bible has to say about what you can do and what your response can be when you feel like you're just getting beat up and pulled on from all sides, when it feels like there's no place to rest, no place to hide. Somebody wrote a book about that, by the way, No Place to Hide. When it just feels like you've had enough and when things are hard, it's October 1st. It's time for a new way to look at it because the fact is, friend, life is always going to do that to you. It's always going to pile more on you than you think you can handle. But God is faithful. And so I'm going to give you a little toolkit of scriptures that you can use when you're feeling overwhelmed, a couple songs that you can use. And then we're just going to worship a little bit, pray a little bit. It'll be a good little quiet time for when things are hard. It's a new day, and we're going to start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
There's a song from back in 2011 by J.J. Heller, a Christian artist. I'm not real familiar with her music, but I found this song called No Fight Left, and it just kind of perfectly illustrates how a lot of people are feeling right now. And I say that because I know I've felt it and I'm hearing it from lots of you via email and comments. We got all kinds of new ideas coming to the podcast soon. We're going to be doing some live things with our community and just all kinds of new ways to connect with each other. But for now, I want to play this song by J.J. Heller, and then we're going to read some scriptures about what to do when you feel like there's no fight left, when you feel like everything's hard, when you feel like there's no place to hide. Here's J.J. Heller.
It's hard to tell if my eyes are open when all I see is dark. And it's easy, it's easy to lose my step, to lose my step. There is no fire left on the inside, but maybe that's where I should be. I've given up.
That's a great song. A lot of people out there feeling right now like they've got no fight left. And I had a patient a while back that was telling me the story of how they were dealing with cancer, and the cancer kept coming back. They had all these surgeries, and every time they would think they were clear, it would show up somewhere else. And then while they were going through that, they had a sibling who was young, just dropped dead. And then while they were going through that, they lost both their parents. And it was just like death by a thousand cuts. Like every time they turned around, something else was happening that brought pain or heartache or grief or loss or disease into their life. And it was just like the guy at the end of the day was like, are you kidding me? Like, God, how much more do I have to take? Like, how much more? And I think right now in late 2021, a lot of people are saying that all around the world, you know, how much more? My business has been shut down. I got COVID-19. I'm arguing about this or that with the government. I'm concerned about my country. How much more? You know, we've got economic pressure. We got medical pressure. We got political pressure. Like somebody's out there raising their hand right now saying, preach, how much more, God, do I have to take? How much more? And so I just want to remind you, like when there's no fight left, like the way to deal with that is to stop being concerned about the storm, not stop being concerned, stop being overwhelmed by the storm and start holding on to the person who can calm the storm. Like Jesus can just speak a word into your life. He can just say, hey, calm, at peace. Just relax. I got this. And he's big enough to carry you. Like, if you've ever been in the ocean with your dad or your mom when you were little and you started walking out into the water, or maybe you've had the experience with a grandchild or with somebody else, but as you walk out into the water, you're holding on to your dad's hand or your mom's hand. And at some point, the waves begin to get a little bit stronger. And before you realize it, they're having to hold on to you. Like, you think you're holding their hand, but they're actually holding your hand because you're not strong enough anymore to hold on when the waves are getting taller. Well, God's the one that will never let go of your hand. Like, he's strong enough to hold on to your hand. And the way to turn it around when you're in the depths of despair, when you're in the middle of that death by a thousand cuts and it's overwhelming, the way to turn it around is to stop focusing on the storm and for a second, just focus on the things that you're grateful for. And sometimes it's small enough to just be grateful for the grip that he's got on you. It's David in Psalm 116 is in the middle of all these troubles, and he says, Psalm 116, 12, how can I repay the Lord for all the good he has done for me? So he stops the crazy train of overwhelm and just for a second says, hey, I want to be grateful. I'm drawing breath. I'm still alive. There's still good things, and God's done lots of good things before in the past. He's going to do more good things in the future. I know he's going to get me through this. How can I repay him for all the good that he's done for me? And so he just takes a minute to engage his brain, to generate some dopamine, to reset the neurochemistry, to get his brain on straight. And remember that if you're grateful, you start seeing solutions to problems. That good neuroscience starts kicking in, and you start seeing solutions instead of just more waves coming in, right? So here's some scripture, some things you can kind of take rest in while you're overwhelmed. Jesus in Matthew 11:28-29, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. He doesn't promise you that you won't have a yoke. There's always something to carry. He just says, take mine, I'll take yours. Mine's easier. I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Not another commercial, but Dane Ortlund's book, Gentle and Lowly, is centered around this scripture. You need to read it. It will remind you and probably teach you afresh who Jesus really is. It's powerful. It's useful. Please read it. If you can't afford it, send me a message. I'll get you a copy within reason. Matthew 11:28-29, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. When it's death by a thousand cuts, Jesus says, I promise you, I can get you rest. Jeremiah 31:25, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. He will give you rest. Isaiah 40:29, he gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak. Friend, you're not overwhelmed. You just have to turn your brain to a different direction and hear. Psalm 73:26, my flesh and my heart may fail. Sure, you might actually fail. Your body someday will fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 18:31-32, for who is God beside the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. Psalm 62:5, yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Listen, it is not a surprise to God that you are feeling overwhelmed right now in 2021. He is not shocked by that. He actually wants you to say, okay, I give up. As my father-in-law says, it's your way, it's your watch. I give up. Have your way with me. He says he's not shocked. He's not overwhelmed. And when you feel like the wave's going to drag you out to sea, guess what? Your dad's got his arm around you, and he's stronger than you are, and he'll hold on to you. And he'll remind you, as Philippians 4:13 says, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He says, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You know what most people drown from? They don't actually drown from sinking. They drown from struggling. Like, if you actually just relax your body and let go, most of the time you float when you're in the pool. But if you struggle, you gasp, you suck water into your lungs, and you'll drown. Jesus says, hey, chill out. Be still. I got this. Be still and know that I am God. Exodus 33:14, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. So when you're in the middle of it, you feel like you're alone. He says, nope, you're not alone. I'm here. I'm here. I'm with you. I'm not letting you go. Colossians 1:29, to this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. So when you feel overwhelmed, you relax, you rest, be still and know that he is God. He will give you the strength to continue to strenuously contend with the things that he's asked you to contend with in your life. My friend, let's leave it with this. Psalm 4:8, in peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. He's got you, friend. And we don't know what's going to happen to our physical bodies, but we know what's going to happen to us eternally. You know, I've lost a son, so I can tell you that I'm not preaching a gospel that he will cure every disease or heal every illness and he will solve every problem, but he will eventually redeem all of this. I know it. It's true. I know it in the depth of my soul. And that's why I can say this, David did in Psalm 119:114, you are my place of quiet retreat. I wait for your word to renew me. You are my place of quiet retreat. I wait for your word to renew me. Friend, you don't have to give in to the death by a thousand cuts. You just have to turn your brain around and find a little gratitude and then start remembering that he's covered this ground before for thousands of years. He's been with people when they felt overwhelmed. He's spoken quiet into the storm, and he will certainly do it for you. And if he could handle the Egyptian army, and if he could handle all of the things that have happened throughout history, he can certainly handle a little virus, in his mind, a little virus that he can handle. He can certainly handle your situation. He is not overwhelmed, and he will bandage every one of those thousand cuts, and he will help you get through it. Just hang in there. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Now, one thing the devil does, the devil will start making you hear in your head a voice that says if you're struggling with things, it must be because there's something wrong with you. And he'll say, you know what? You're weary because you're weak. You're overwhelmed because you're not smart. You're overwhelmed because you didn't do a good job at this or you did that and God's punishing you. That's what the enemy will say. Jesus will always say, be still. I'm going to take care of you. Let me have that. Let me carry that for you. He will never shame you. He'll reprove you. He'll correct you, but he'll never shame you. So if you're feeling shame and overwhelm and stress and regret and pain and all those things, then David Crowder wrote a song called Come As You Are. And the idea is Jesus doesn't say clean yourself up before you try to come to me. He doesn't say, you know, you got to climb four or five more rungs up the ladder of holiness before I will accept you. He just says, hey, quit fighting. Let yourself float, and I will take care of you. Come as you are. I'm going to leave you with that thought, friend. Don't forget wleewarnmd.com/prayer. Connect to us with prayer. It's a powerful tool. People all over the world praying with and for each other. Or you can always check the newsletter, wleewarnmd.com/newsletter, weekly prescriptions. I want you to come as you are. Look, we're not asking anybody to solve all their problems and fix all their issues because we certainly haven't solved ours or fixed ours. Jesus has got us. He's got us. He will not let you go. Just relax and come as you are and start today.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy. Oh, sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh,
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.